Republicans have held tight control over the New York State Senate for much of the last 5 decades. They've done it by forming alliances with a handful of independent Democrats in the ranks, but mostly by holding tight control over seats in conservative districts. But mainstream Democrats believe this is the year they can take control. To pull it off, they'll have to make the most of Republican vulnerabilities on Long Island. WNYC's Janet Babin and Karen Rouse have the story.
All 63 seats in the New York State Senate are up for grabs this year. 9 of them are in Long Island. And this year, Democrats are making an especially aggressive push. First of all, there's Donald Trump.
They're hoping his name is going to damage the ticket.
Then the GOP's been hit with a couple of corruption scandals.
And Long Island has changed. More black and brown people have moved there, enlarging the Democratic base.
Evan Stavisky is a strategist who represents Democrats. He sizes things up this way.
The battle for the state Senate will be fought on Long Island.
But Democrats from New York City are trying to help. Last weekend, the Working Families Party sent 2 busloads of volunteer canvassers from Manhattan to Long Island to knock on doors. They met up at the Midtown offices of the union that represents workers like handymen and office cleaners.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Is it the union bus?
Yeah, union, and there's some breakfast and coffee.
The buses headed out to Elmont, just east of Queens, and met up with a couple dozen volunteers from Long Island.
We have no room, so you can't take anybody. Okay, cool.
The scene was a bit chaotic as canvassers scrambled to their assigned cars. One team was led by Nestor Medina.
Let's see how many doors I have to hit. So that's 75 doors. And we're going to hopefully reach 121 people.
The first stop is a 2-story brick home with a big black dog outside. At first, there's no answer. Finally, a man cracks open the door and peers out.
Hello, sir. Nestor, I'm a volunteer. She's not here.
Does she live here?
Sorry?
Alice lives here?
Yes,
oh, okay, but she's not home. I'm asking you to vote Democrat.
Okay.
Thank you.
The man says none of the people on the voter list are at home, and that happened a lot. 93-year-old Hazel Ingram was frustrated.
We need to be out here at 12 o'clock, right after people get up and have breakfast, and they go out now. They do their little shopping and things around, so we're late.
Technically, the Democrats already have a majority in the state Senate, but it's a numerical majority only, 32 Democrats to 31 Republicans. But 5 of those Democrats call themselves the Independent Democratic Conference, and they often vote with Senate Republicans. Their alliance has allowed the GOP to control the chamber. So even with all the advantages the Democrats believe they have this year, there's a reason the party is working so hard to get votes, especially on Long Island. Evan Stavisky.
For many years, the Republican majority in the state Senate was built around what they called the Long Island Nine.
The 9 Republicans who held all the seats. But the GOP grip has been loosening. In December, the former majority leader of the Republican state Senate, Dean Skelos, essentially the most powerful Republican in the state, was convicted on federal corruption charges. In April, voters replaced him with Todd Kominski, a Democrat.
Voters in Nassau County sent a strong message when they took Dean Skelos' old district that he had represented for 30 years. And instead of electing another Republican, they elected a Democrat who's a former federal corruption prosecutor.
Compounding that is the arrest last month of another Republican, Nassau County Executive Ed Mangano, also on corruption charges. He is arguably the most powerful Republican on Long Island. Republican strategist Brendan Quinn doesn't think corruption scandals are enough to topple the GOP. After all, state Democrats have had their fair share of corruption scandals, too. He says what could shake things up is big turnout from voters.
When you look at the demographic of that turnout, is that helping or hurting a Republican down ticket?
Republicans are fighting back by tapping into Long Island's resentment of New York City, warning that a Senate controlled by Democrats is essentially a Senate run by New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. De Blasio tried to orchestrate a Democratic takeover of the Senate 2 years ago. It failed horribly, and the mayor's been paying a price ever since. This year, when he went to Albany to ask the Senate to give him 3 years of control over New York City schools, they gave him just 1. This time around, the mayor appears to be lying low, but it's the GOP who's bringing him up. Take a listen to this ad. targeting Adam Haber, one of the Democrats running for a Long Island Senate seat.
With Haber in the state Senate, New York City Democrats, led by Bill de Blasio, could control every branch of state government. The last time this happened...
Democratic activists don't want to be labeled as a bunch of New Yorkers bringing city politics to the suburbs. And progressive issues like criminal justice reform and affordable housing are resonating on Long Island. Hofstra professor Larry Levy says those issues reflect a demographic shift.
For the last almost 20 years, Democrats have been doing better and better. And it's partly because there are more minorities, more new immigrants.
And that takes us to the other GOP argument. Democrats already control the governor's office and the state assembly. If they control the Senate, too, they'll unleash a super liberal, high tax agenda unchecked. GOP strategist Bill O'Reilly says it's a bad idea for one party to control all three chambers.
New York voters are not helped by a monolithic legislature where there really are no checks, where the city Democrats are driving through everything.
Like late-term abortions, tax dollars funding free college for undocumented students. Last month, Governor Andrew Cuomo pretty much bolstered the GOP's argument in a speech at a fundraiser for Senate Democrats.
I cannot get Ethics Dream Act campaign finance done with a Republican Senate. I can't.
Cuomo has endorsed Adam Haber and Todd Kominski, the Democrat who replaced Skelos. Cuomo dropped $11,000 into each campaign. But winning a Democratic majority doesn't guarantee that New York City can unleash their agenda on Albany. The Democrats are not a monolithic bloc. For his part, Cuomo has benefited from the divided Senate. It allows him to play one side off the other during negotiations, and his rivalry with Bill de Blasio is well known. Nevertheless, the stakes are high. Labor unions and interest groups have also poured hundreds of thousands of dollars into the Senate races.
And in less than a week, we'll see if all that money and time spent canvassing helps the Democrats succeed in taking Long Island,
or if the Republicans send them home. For WNYC, I'm Karen Rouse.
And I'm Janet Babin.